Hi, guys, and welcome to the Fempire. I am here to talk to you guys about something that I feel very passionately about. So I want to be all woman, all female, and that sort of includes not just looking great in lingerie, but also being a hot, foxy chef slash cook, hot body in the kitchen. So I am not a natural when it comes to this, but my friends at Blue Apron have made me one, and I
oh my God,
couldn't be more thrilled about this, okay? So listen, for less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers all the freshest ingredients, literally the freshest, I can tell you from experience.
So fresh.
Kelsey loves a fresh...
They're just still in the ground.
Yeah, they're practically in the ground. They've just... drag the carrots out of the dirt and they're in your kitchen. It's actually like, we're joking, but it is very fresh.
It's fresh.
The freshest, man.
Okay, so this comes to you. They are so easy to prepare, these meals. 40 minutes or less, and they mean it when they say 40 minutes or less, because I know sometimes people lie.
Because if you're going to soul cycle and cook, this can't take an hour and a half.
Exactly.
40 minutes.
Yeah, and every single thing you need to cook this meal comes in the box. So easy. Let me tell you a little bit about my menu this last time I was the hottest chef on the block. Buffalo chicken sandwiches with endive and blue cheese salad. Yes, doesn't that sound sophisticated?
Ooh, baby. Okay.
But what if I'm a vegetarian, Becca?
Okay, if you're a vegetarian, you can cook something like butternut squash and poblano chili with toasted pepitas and charred lime.
There's nothing more I love in the world than a pepita.
Pepita.
I'm not sure what a pepita is.
Fun to say. Fun to eat.
All right, so you guys, these literally, I can't tell you enough. I made a chicken and drop biscuit casserole with cremini mushrooms, cremini, tomato, tomato, whatever.
Hermione.
And red pearl onions. And honestly, I was drooling at my own meal. And it's just, it's the best. So get on Blue Apron. Try it out. Put on your apron. And use our promo code.
Yes. Right now, you can get your first two meals for free at blueapron.com/podcast. That's blueapron.com/podcast. And I wanted to add one more thing that I love about this. Mm-hmm. The recipes are all between 500 and 700 calories, which is
jing,
perfect for us skinny Halloween bitches.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Fempire.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Fempire.
Things are about to change around here.
It's time to catch up with the girl gang. Kelsey Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hey, shake it, shake it, shake it. Welcome to the Fempire Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Last week was a rip-roaring good time, and you probably found us on iTunes. And if you didn't find us on iTunes, go to iTunes right now. Search.
Well, they obviously found it if they're listening.
Yeah, I think they know where they're
That's
hearing
true.
From.
But maybe they heard it on our website, fempirepodcast.com. And we just want you to subscribe. We're asking for your validation. Go to iTunes, press the subscribe button. Then every week, you'll automatically get a new episode of the Fempire Podcast. Also, it's very important that you leave us a 5-star
review
and a nice comment, because P.S. that's how you hit the charts. We need validation. We need to be on the charts.
I'm trying to get like top 10 iTunes charts with a horrible voice. That's really my goal of the year.
Yeah. A face for podcasting. Make sure you follow us on at Fempire Podcast. And today's a little bit of a special episode, guys, because, you know, we had a very special guest last week and you guys absolutely loved hearing from Ms. Leah Michelle. And she really has an excellent voice. I know, it's shocking that she was so lovely on the mic. And there were so many people that wrote in, asked the Fempire questions, that we decided to make this a two-parter. Like part one, part two. And today is part two.
Thank you for letting us know what a two-parter is.
And so today, this is going to be a strictly Ask the Fempire episode, because we have these amazing questions. And for those of you guys who don't know this, Leah Michelle wrote, first of all, like a badass memoir, Brunette Ambition, which I thought was like one of the hottest covers ever because knee socks never go out of style. And then secondly, she also has a new book called You First, which is like a daily journal, inspirational tips about how you can just like basically live like this well-balanced, inspirational life. And she's definitely doing that. And so there really is no one better to do an Ask the Fempire special edition than Leah Michelle. So let's once again welcome to the podcast.
Woo! Leah!
That was great, Kelty.
I have a question. Is Michelle your real, like, is Michelle your middle name, last name?
Michelle is my middle name. My last name is Sarfati.
Ooh, so fatty.
When you were a little, like, sprung chicken on Broadway, did you always go by Lea Michele?
I always went by Michelle because Sarfati, just people just can't seem to get it right. I'm
sure they would never be able to spell it correctly.
Never. There's no way. I just figured Michelle was easier.
I love that. Catch okay. Yeah. So, let's get right down to it. Jack Vanek's leading this pack.
All right. So, before I start, I've gotten a bunch of people writing in asking where they can buy Jack Vanek clothes, because if anybody doesn't know, I own a clothing line. And I just wanted to give you guys a special Fempire-only listening code to get a discount on my website. So if you just type Fempire in to, like, when you check out on the coupon code, you can get 20% off anything on jackvanek.com. So go there and buy everything you want and need.
Can you just give it to me for free?
I'm giving you a bunch of stuff for free.
Thanks. You are. Life on the A-list. What if I was like,
you're like, no, but I can give you a code. It's
no, but I seriously saw that cup on your Instagram and I was like, I'm going to need that cup.
Wait, which one? The Mantiers?
The Mantiers.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to take the one on the table because I didn't bring you one of those.
Whatever. Becca can tell you where I live, probably.
Mm-hmm. I'll just throw stuff at your house. Okay. So, anyways, we're starting. Ask the Fempire. So for anybody that doesn't know, Ask the Fempire is a part of our podcast where listeners write in and ask us basically anything about life, and for some reason we think that we can give people advice and answer their questions. But now that we have Lea here, I think
I honestly think that if you are listening to this podcast, you should probably try not to listen to Becca, Jack, and I. And
no, you should,
like,
just not listen. No.
What? She's got it figured out.
You should just not listen to Kelty, because Kelty's advice is horrible.
Listen, my advice is amazing. Guess who's married and naked stretching on their bed?
Okay, goodbye. You need to stop bringing that up, because that's your only comeback.
She brags so much about naked stretching.
I know.
It's great.
Okay.
Not only am I stretched and feel full of vitality.
You know what? I can naked stretch. I have just chosen not to.
I haven't tried it yet, and I probably will soon.
Can't wait.
Okay, we're getting into the questions. I
want to hear about that story.
Oh, wait. Now I'm on the wrong page. Okay.
Here we go.
Wait, no. This is still the wrong page.
Here.
She really can't do anything right.
This is Jack
Vanek. Okay. Right page. Okay. So question one is from Mel, and she wrote into our email, if you have a question that's too long for Twitter, you can write into our email. It's vampirepodcast@gmail.com. And you can just, you know, type your heart away.
Don't send us dick pics, though.
Send me a dick pic.
only if it's fake, and then you can slap back on the face with it.
True. I have a new affinity for artificial penises now.
I know, it's great. This can go into our glass dildo conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anyways, Mel.
Jack likes glass dildos. We shouldn't leave the listeners out, Jack, okay?
Do you put them in your dishwasher to clean them? Because that's what I heard you're supposed to do with them.
Oh, you heard?
Please, that seems like way too much work for me.
You're cleaning enough already.
Right, yeah, like too much cleaning, too much.
Way too much. Need a disposable dildo. Okay, anyways, back to Mel. Okay, she says, is it selfish for me to take a quote-unquote me day every once in a while between kids, work, home, and a husband that makes me want to smack him upside the head? I feel like I'm about to lose it. I think about doing this, but then I feel like I'm neglecting my child and my responsibilities. Help me.
Oof. Who's taking that? Everyone's looking at me. Well, they say when you're flying on a plane that you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself before you put it on someone else. And I think that that really applies to this. You know, it's like you can't help other people unless you yourself are feeling, you know, your absolute best. So it's not selfish, because by taking care of yourself, you can then be better for, you know, the other people that you love. I don't think it's selfish at all.
It's true.
I think that's the best answer that anybody could say.
No, I think it's true. And I think sometimes you feel that pressure because, like, you know, when you have, you know, a husband or there's kids in your house and you come home from your busy day of work and then there's like this whole other job in front of you, it feels weird to be like, hey guys, I'm going to go take a bath, or like, I'm going to go read or whatever. But like, the truth is that you're going to burn out if you're like living for everyone else. And also, like, it's a weird thing, because would a man ever feel that way? Like, why is it that women feel like, I'm juggling all this and I feel guilty taking time for myself? Like, a man is going to be like, I'm going to sit here and read this book. I'm going to go to my man cave. Like, you know, don't feel so guilty for doing something that's like completely normal for other people to do.
And if what you're getting is like a bikini wax and like a pumice on your rough heels, your husband's probably going to really appreciate that.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be touching those nasty heels anyways. So
You God, guys.
Someone call me.
Wait.
What?
Can I bring this up? Okay. No. I was watching reruns of Vanderpump Rules, and Jax is like a weird foot person. And
like he has a foot fetish?
Yeah, but he likes them a little dirty.
Oh, and this wow. Like actually, stinky?
Stinky. They made a comment that like he got drunk or something and started telling one of the other dudes on the show that he was going to make his girlfriend go home, put on some Converse without socks, and like take a lap around the block.
Okay.
I mean, I love Vanderpump Rules. I must have blocked that part out, like, because I don't remember
that. That's like Blinders.
That's my favorite show, though.
Is it?
Oh, I just love it. I was telling Becca on the way here that I cried watching last week's episode.
She did.
Wait, was it sad?
There was some real touching moments within the episode. Not that deep. God, why do you have to go there? My God, it's Vanderpump.
Well, I don't know.
That's part of my week.
Yeah. Like, no, so I just Jeez. Got, I don't even know what happens on Vanderpump. Not a whole lot.
Obviously a lot of feet stuff, according
Anyways,
to Becca.
It just really bothered me a lot.
I don't know how we got there from that question. So we're going to go to our next. And this is from Macy Jones, also through email. She said, I've been seeing this guy for over a month. We go on dates. I stay at his house. We have deep convos. We haven't made it official yet. How can I bring up the what are we without feeling like I'm moving too fast?
Oh, my gosh. The what are we?
That is just the conversation that usually destroys everything.
Yeah.
Why, though?
What?
I disagree. Like, I don't think it's a big deal to be like, yo, what's up? This is great. What's happening? Like, my time's precious. Like, what's happening? Like, I don't feel like it's a big deal at all.
I don't either, but I feel like, and this hasn't happened to me personally, but anytime it happens to one of my friends where they're like, I don't know if I should, like, bring it up. Like, I don't know if he feels the same way. And it's like, if you're that much in the confused section of the crowd.
This is the thing. Like, you know what you are.
Yeah.
Like, if he's not returning your texts and you're, like, seeing him once a week for a booty call and you're like, are we
exactly.
dating? Like, you know.
You're going to nice dinners and, like,
yeah, you also
spending
know.
Quality time, like, then you know.
I think if you look down in your gut and you're like, are we a couple? You should be able to say. And I think the thing with men is that if men want to be with you, they will be with you.
Like, absolutely.
If they want to see you, if they want to have sex with you, if they want to take you to dinner, if they want to date you proper, they will date you proper. If they want to just use you for sex, they'll use you for sex. And you got to, like, look deep down and see what exactly is happening. And also, if you're in a weird relationship where you're feeling, like, insecure, and then you go and do the, like, what are we, usually that's a sign that you're probably not getting something in that relationship.
Yeah.
And so you need to ask yourself, like, do you really even want to be in a relationship with this person if they're not giving you, like,
men are simple and dumb, and if they want to be with you, they'll be with you.
But also, like, girls, I feel like they tiptoe. They're so like, oh, guys, like, it's like, oh, they're so delicate, like, God forbid we bring up something that's gonna, like, freak them out. It's like
you won't freak out the right person either.
But it's like, exactly, it's like, if you're so worried, then they're obviously not the right person if you don't think that you're gonna get the response that you know.
And also, like, be a salesman in that moment. Like, pretend
pretend.
No, it's like,
Becca, just listen to all your best qualities.
And now advice from Becca Tobin.
Salesperson.
Here it goes. This sounds like advice
like,
from
Becca's
Kelsey,
like, listen, I've never been done.
She's like this to the guy. She's like, hi, my name's Becca. I can provide you with some really great, you know, fun Friday nights.
And a blowjob once a year.
29 years old.
You must be Kelsey.
These are everything that I can offer you.
Like, no, I mean this, okay? If you approach, it's everything.
Are you going to wear a suit while you do this?
Yes, I am. I love a power suit. Listen, I've never been dumped, you guys, and I've never had to have this weird conversation because guess what? They're lining up out the door. Okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. What I'm saying is it's all in the delivery of your message. It's all how you deliver the message. If you make it seem like your world is not going to fall into a million pieces and you're going to cry for 4 days and eat ice cream, if he says he wants to see other people, guess what?
Good. I've already been seeing 3 other dudes.
Exactly. It's like, you don't act like his answer is you're hanging on his every word because you need him so badly.
Yeah.
No, you're like, hey, like, are we having sex with other people? Just wondering, because I was wondering if I could go hit that later.
Yes.
This guy who's texting
me. Yeah.
But it's like,
you... And then just, like, let him see
the thing is, like, the thing, okay, like, going back to, like, the last episode that we did, like, what people don't know about Becca is, like, Becca's a dude. Like, that's, like, that's also something about Becca that, like, the people don't know is, like, she definitely has, like, the mind of a man. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, like, relationships and stuff like that, for sure. And it's enviable as a girl because, like, you know, a lot of us are feeling like, you know, we have those moments of insecurity and those moments of, like, whatever. And Becca, like, doesn't really have those puzzle pieces. And it's, mm-hmm. again, it's enviable.
My dad loved me so much.
So did mine.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Did mine. You know my dad.
I know. I'm surprised that we're not in the same club when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
You know?
Okay, anyways, we're going to move on. You ready?
Yep. Sorry, I'm so fabulous. Continue.
It's so annoying, Becca. Just kidding. Okay, so White X Sparrows on Twitter says, how do I flirt with people without making a fool out of myself? Seriously, how? Please help.
Honestly, I appreciate this so much because I'm a horrific flirter. I don't know how to flirt.
How do you flirt?
I personally have, like, a flirting technique of just, like, talking shit to the guy. Oh. And, like, if he can take it and talk enough shit back and not get offended, then we're good. Because I have made guys physically run away from me because I was being too mean.
So you're, like, the girl on the play school that's, like, punch, punch, punch.
But I'm not doing it in that, like, annoying kind of way. It's more so, like, a, like, witty, funny, sarcastic.
Like, you're not, like, chopping their penis off. You're, like, pinching it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm giving a little pinch.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. That's my, I don't know.
You gonna tell my answer?
Leah had a really good answer for this. We were like, this sort of came up organically, and, you know, she was like, you pretend to be, like, the coolest version of yourself, you know? You, like,
that's true. That's so true.
You eat a lot of chicken wings, you watch a lot of sporting events, and I'm like,
you
Leah.
Play video games, and then like, a couple months later, they're like, you want to play a video game? And you're like, what? I don't do that.
Like, hell no.
Like, I don't know what a video game is.
What happened to that girl?
That fun time girl. I married this girl.
You're like, she's gone.
This is the new version of flirting, you guys. No one needs to flirt. Just be the girl of their dreams.
Just flat out lie.
It's true. Be a liar, con artist.
It is true. And Matt's listening to this right now, and he's like, oh my God, yes.
He's like, she did eat so many chicken wings the first month I met her.
I played video games too.
But the truth is,
I didn't even know how to play.
What kind of video games were you playing?
I don't remember. I must have blocked
you do
it out.
A good Mario Kart.
Question: how far in a relationship do you bring out, like, Devil Kelty or, like, Devil Leah?
I don't really have a devil.
Of course you don't.
Like, this is going to be 9 months.
Dude, Becca will tell you the honest to God truth, you guys.
But when do you show your man or woman the, like, real
self? I will say this: like, Leah in a relationship is very similar to, like, Leah and her friends and her family. Like, once you get into that, once you get accepted and you get your job offer at Leah and
Tell
Co.
them about when you first met me.
Which one?
That you were like, I don't like her.
So, yeah.
But it's like when, it's the kind of thing that, like, I'm the kind of person that, like, it's like about that friend gathering thing. Like, we don't need to, like, gather 100 friends. But when you're in the world, then it's like, I'll do anything for you.
It's true. Once you kind of, like, cross over into the inner circle, you know, she doesn't really have, like, a devil. Like, with her boyfriend, she's very loving. And, I mean, sometimes my boyfriend looks at me and he's like, could you maybe just adopt some of these, you know, techniques and traits?
He does not. Does he?
You are very sweet to your boyfriend. Like, you don't really – you're very much, like – a very loving person in a relationship.
Thank you.
So, like, you don't have, like, the where your head spins around like I do and you spit green pee.
And you pee on the floor.
I mean, you've
real me is here.
Like,
now.
Leah's been with me when I've been like, God, he likes me too much.
Yeah.
His penis is so big.
He just, all he wants to do is pleasure me.
My God. I can't wait to play them this episode. I can't wait.
It's going
to
be scary.
Who's ready for another
What's
question?
Next?
It's getting real good, you guys.
Okay, so Maddie, also an email question. She says, hey, beautiful ladies. My name is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. Hey, Maddie, you are beautiful.
You are beautiful, Maddie. Mm-hmm. I'm 16, and my question is, when did you ladies know that your current career was what you wanted to do? I feel like there's so much pressure to choose a career that's quote-unquote realistic, but I really want to be a professional dancer and an actress, and sometimes my family can be a bit discouraging.
I knew I wanted to be on the Z list in Hollywood since I was a little girl. Sorry.
No.
That's a tough question. Because I am a firm believer in doing anything you're passionate about. And if you're passionate and you really do work hard and you don't just BS and say that you work hard, you really do work hard and you sacrifice going out with your friends and getting drunk and being hungover the next day, like, you know, and you really do like put yourself out there. And yes, a little bit of like natural ability helps in that department.
Talent is a little, little important.
And I hope you're not ugly, Maddie. But anyways, you know, if that's your passion and you're really willing to like sacrifice everything and wake up every day, and sometimes your passion becomes like your worst enemy too.
Yeah.
You have to sort of keep the focus. And if that's what you want right now and you really – and you believe that, like hard work – it will pay off, and your family will be very proud of you one day.
Also, you're 16. You have your whole life ahead of you.
Hardly.
And also, you're going to – well, you're going to change careers a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing to be said. Like, it's weird because I grew up in Canada, and in America, Americans are sort of, like, obsessed with this idea of, like, going to college right after you graduate from mm-hmm. high school. And in Canada, we take, like, 2 or 3 years off to, like, see the world, go to Australia, like, hang out and figure out what you want to do with your life. And, like, I think that's kind of a good idea. Like, if – I've had 16 different careers. Like, I really started off my life in New York as a professional bar mitzvah dancer, and then I handed out power bars in Penn Station for $25 a day. I was also a shoe model.
Me too.
Yeah, everyone was a shoe model when you're struggling. But you know what I mean. It's easy to look at us and be like, oh my god, like Lea Michele's made it, Becca is made it, Jack has a successful company, like you're on a show, like you know all of those things. But you know, we've gone through all of the terrible jobs to get to the dream job. So it's like when you're 16 and you're looking out at your future, you're like, you want to be there at the it now, but like it might take you 10 years, you know, mm-hmm. to get at the it.
And there
like,
is-
when were you, how old were you when you had your breakout like in Glee? Because you were already like a Broadway star, but like
I did my first Broadway show when I was 8, and I worked on Broadway till I was 23, and then I got Glee at 23.
Right.
But I think it's important because I think at the end of the day, if you really know it's what you want to do more than anything, it won't matter what the difficulty that you're getting from other people. But the best advice that I could give for someone, especially if they want to go into dancing or acting in that world, especially since, you know, Maddie, you're 16, my biggest advice would be to go to college, because I think at the end of the day, what makes you a better actor and what makes you a better performer is educating yourself and growing yourself in other fields. You know, if I was going to go to college, I wasn't going to go to college for acting. You know, I think that there's classes you can take, there's, you know, or you can, but still take other classes and other things, you know, and it's a fickle business and, you know, you're very young. So work towards really what you want to do, but don't pigeonhole yourself into one area. It's always important to, I think, and for me, like I always kept my, you know, kept all the doors open. And I really think it's what made me a better actor was because I was open to so many other different things.
Yep. 100%.
I was trying to find,
I'm going to clank a champagne glass on that note.
Yeah.
What a sound.
A nice Corbel.
That, yeah. That was great. Okay. So our next question is from Allison, also on email. She says, my name is Allison and I'm 17. I'm a 17-year-old senior in high school. I've never had a boyfriend or kissed anyone or anything like that. I sometimes think that I will never have a boyfriend or get married or have kids that I so badly want. So my question is it okay to be going into college with absolutely no experience? I will admit that I'm a very shy person. So do you have any tips or suggestions or advice for me to make to put myself out there more?
Wow.
And I edited down that question. That was very long.
Well, 17. I mean, I don't know if by 17, I feel like I had a boyfriend. I was definitely a late bloomer with a lot of stuff, but I feel like by then, you know, I think that being shy definitely can hold you back, but you know, you shouldn't feel pressured to do anything, but if it's something that you truly desire and want, I mean, I'm sure you're beautiful and a fun person and you know, you
here's
can
the
find
thing. There's
someone
nothing
to...
worse than having like a terrible boyfriend just because you need a boyfriend, or
well,
like
especially
losing
in high
your virginity
school,
or
terrible.
Making out with someone just because you feel.
But
like
I'm just
you
talking
fit
about
in.
Like kissing someone. I'm yeah, not yeah. saying, Kelty, yeah, yeah. come on, we're not like gonna
slow
be like,
down. Everybody
Kelty's
loses
like,
virginity
don't when they're 12. Have sex.
Kelty's like, don't use those anal beads yet.
I'm like, whoa. I'm just talking about like playing a little spin the bottle maybe or something like that.
And 17 is not gonna dictate who you become.
Yeah, and you're also mature enough at that point to, I think, make, you know, reasonable decisions. But starting slow, I feel like, is mm-hmm. totally understandable and Kelty.
Sorry. Listen. High school's different for me. Okay.
Me too.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to jump in here because I didn't lose my virginity till I was 23. And I didn't have my first kiss till I was like 16. So I was kind of in the same boat as her. But I wasn't really shy, so that wasn't my problem, but I knew I was never ready for the things until I actually, like, did them, and I think that was a very, very good decision because, yeah, I mean, I feel like it's terrifying for these, like, little children to be having sex. I don't even know how that works.
I know.
At
I think
all.
About my little 16-year-old self and my first boyfriend, like, getting jizz on my comforter that stayed there for, like, the next 10 years. It breaks
yeah,
my heart.
I still had sad. The most terrible, terrible losing my virginity story, but it was just 8 years later. And that's really bad.
I think that also, like, if you start to get so worried about it, and again, guys, I'm only talking about like kissing here.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, like, if you amp it up so much, and if you, you know, if it becomes such a big, it'll be bigger in your head than it mm-hmm. really is. 100%. Like, just
you can,
relax.
Like, self-sabotage yourself.
Yeah, just relax. Like, you know, I'm sure that the less pressure you put on it, the more, you know, naturally you'll mm-hmm. find yourself in a position where you'll be like, cute guy, maybe he'll have a man bun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. A lot of youngins
and a job.
Yeah. 401k.
It'll all happen the way it's supposed to. Just chill. And speaking of love, you guys, I don't know if everyone knows this, but before I met my husband, I was actually online dating. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are like, online dating. But I'm not kidding you. I didn't find love online, but I have probably 10 to 12 friends that found their husbands, like amazing, sexy, successful, grown-up men on online dating. And our favorite online dating site, of course, is eHarmony. 600,000 eHarmony couples have tied the knot. That accounts for 4% of all the marriages, and an average of 438 people a day are marrying the love of their life off eHarmony.com.
That
it's crazy.
Is insane. That is insane.
Stats.
So, like, okay, but this is the weird thing about some of these online dating sites is sometimes you can look at people's profiles
yeah,
if
yeah,
you're
yeah.
not a member, and, like, I wouldn't want to be creeped on if I was trying to, like, seriously date.
But eHarmony is the best about this because they take privacy and security very seriously, and they only match you after you match, and that's the only time you can see the other photos and all the information.
So
like,
weirdo.
No one's going to be able to listen to Vampire and then be like, oh, Jack,
I'm going to find her
on Hollywood
Stalk
Boulevard.
Her.
Yeah, exactly. It is the number one trusted dating site in the world. They deliver 10 million matches every single day, and they have a patented compatibility matching system. It was developed based on 30 years of clinical research about what makes couples tick. So, like, you like Netflix and chill. This guy likes Netflix and chill. Boom.
Everybody likes Netflix and chill, though.
So go and sign up for eHarmony, get swept off your feet, and get married, and don't invite us.
Yeah,
don't.
Or invite us because we don't like being bridesmaids.
We don't want to be bridesmaids.
We have a very exciting promotional offer for you guys. You can experience eHarmony for 50% off the standard price for a six-month membership with the promo code JANUARYLOVE. You could literally have a Valentine by the time Valentine's comes out.
Oh, yeah. Just say yes to everybody.
So that is JANUARYLOVE. Go to eHarmony, put in that code, and tweet us in your sexy nude pictures with your lover.
Shut up. So, I mean, it's 2016. You pretty much use the internet for everything in the entire world. So I feel like using the internet to find a new car should kind of be the way to go. You shouldn't be having to go to all these different dealerships looking for cars. Don't you think?
I agree. And you know what? I have a horror story. And
tell me your car horror story.
I really, really overpaid. I have a Mini Cooper, and I didn't do any online. I didn't find a fair price online before I went to the dealership, and I got completely ripped off, and now I have to pay that high loan every single month, and it sucks. But there is someone who can help online, which is
TrueCar.
Yes, they can. You can go online to find a fair price on a new car via the TrueCar app. and you can see what others in your area have paid for the exact same car. So you're like, Becca, you got a 2011 Mini Cooper? What did you pay? Jack got a 2011 Mini Cooper? What did you pay? And then you can go Gadarman and find your car. You're going to get guaranteed savings from a TrueCar certified dealer, and your savings are going to be honored by a TrueCar certified dealer without the need to negotiate. So you don't even have to like go in and be like, well, I'll give you $16,000, I'll give you $17,000. You can just go in with a certificate and be like, this is my best price, bye.
TrueCar users save an average of, listen to this, $3,221 off MSRP. That is a banging pair of shoes and a handbag.
Oh,
and a facial.
Yeah. And a facial. And there is no hassle or headache. It is how buying a car was always meant to be. Easy breezy. You don't have a sleazy guy in a ill-fitting suit telling you he's giving you the greatest deal and he's ripping you off.
And yes. No sweaty, smelly nothing.
No.
Over 2 million cars have been sold by TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. There are over 10,000 dealers in the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. That is a lot. That's a lot of cars to be looking at. You work directly with a TrueCar Certified Dealer contact.
You can visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app and start saving. TrueCar, never overpay. And on that note, now that we figured out how to get a car, let's get back to Ask the Fempire.
Okay, so the next question is from Katie Galvin on email, and she says, I've been working in the same field for 11 years, and I'm feeling like it's time for a major career change. However, I don't know where to begin in terms of finding something new that I can love and make a living at. I'm stuck in a major rut and not sure where to begin. Any suggestions?
I can take this because I'm on my second career. I was a professional dancer for like a nice decade, and I also felt the same way. And it happened when I was dancing with Beyonce, for no jokes aside. I'm working with Beyonce and I hated every minute of it. It was Beyonce and it was like a dream, and I was like, oh, and I felt the same way. I was like, I'm in such a rut. Like, here I am, I'm with Beyonce, she's amazing, and like I hated every minute of it. I don't want to be there. And I thought, my God, it's like time for a change. And the thing that's scary about a change is that you can be at like a certain level in one career, and then to start over again, you have to like, you really truly have to go back to zero. And so it was like I was making this much money a year, and then I was down to like, I'm not doing anything, I have no money, like I have to start at zero. But honestly, like taking that leap to find like my second happy career was like the best leap I ever made. It was super scary, and it was like, will anyone take me seriously? And like, there's still times where people are like, Kelty the dancer, and you're like, but also like that time I interviewed Oprah, like, you know what I mean? Like, you want people to see you as your second person. But honestly, like, just go for it. And if you're gonna restart and it's gonna be hard and terrible a lot of the time, like, pick something that you're so passionate about, like that you just love so much. And I think, you know, I'm a testament to like, sometimes you can be more successful at second career than you even were at the first career. Like, I honestly shouldn't have wasted so much time dancing because I wasn't very good at that, you know? Like, shit, watch me interview. Hey. Just
hey. Kidding.
I don't know. I'm not really that good at that either.
No, but, it's true.
But you know what I mean? Sometimes the second world is nice. Yeah. Look at you guys. You were Broadway people. And then this is like a second coming, the LA of it all, sure. You know?
I mean, this is like my fifth career.
Podcasting?
Mobile airbrush tanning. Turn shoe model.
Excuse me, you mobile air... Why don't you do this for me? Like, can you take...
Yeah, I want a tan.
I mean, guys.
Becca, like,
I've done so many things since then. But sure, fine.
Yeah.
I'll do anything for money. You'll find this out about me. Yeah, you have to do a lot of different things and figure out what it is you're passionate about. But really, at the end of the day... You know, YOLO, and I hate to use it, but
YOLO,
you only live YOLO. Once. And if after 11
YOLO
years in this career,
phrase, by the way,
it is, it's great. And that's why our friend Jenna has it tattooed on her body.
I know Jenna's getting it removed though. She's changing it into something.
Wait, somebody has a tattoo.
Yeah, she got it before it was like,
a thing.
Yeah. And now she has on her foot.
Didn't Joe Jonas get that as well before it was a thing?
Who?
Did I just make that up?
I think he did.
Who was that guy?
Are we not supposed to like him?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just joking.
What do you mean?
I'm
He's
joking.
So sweet.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, you only live once. Really.
Okay, so I'm trying to look this up right now, but Jim Carrey did this commencement speech. I don't know if anybody's watched it, but like on the internet, it's like Jim Carrey sums up life in 1 minute in his commencement speech.
I read that, yeah.
And so he's basically talking about how his dad... wanted to be a comedian, but he was too scared to take a risk and do whatever. So he just, you know, worked his mediocre normal job because it was secure. Mm-hmm. And then he got fired from that job and had to start all over. So basically his whole, you know, the moral of the story was that you can fail at something that you don't love. So you might as well do something that you do love.
Oh,
and that, I think, is the most amazing lesson that anybody can have when it comes to like doing what you love in life and like choosing a career.
Jack,
that she summed it up.
I love Jim Carrey.
You just earned every jelly bean Podcast One has ever given you.
Thanks, guys.
What we got?
So I'm gonna jump to some of these Twitter questions because they're shorter. So from Easy Mac.
That makes me delicious. Hungry just thinking about it.
I want to know what y'all's biggest pet peeve is.
Oh.
Ooh.
Much time do we have?
I mean, we
like,
could jump.
Just like simple ones, not like biggest pet peeves, like people that want to blow up America, like just something like small.
Yeah, let's not mention ISIS.
I hate when people don't clear their throats. Like when they get like when they said there's something in
they
their
get all
throat.
Mucusy.
Yeah, and you can like hear that they're like talking kind of off, and I'm just like just clear your throat.
Do a little.
I also hate when you're on lines at supermarkets and you take one little tiny step forward and people think like, oh, we're moving, so they come so close behind your back. It's like it doesn't matter how much I move forward, you're not gonna get there until I leave.
The personal like, bubble space invasion.
That must happen to you a lot, too, since you go to the grocery store like 5 times a week.
We went to the grocery store together the other day, and you know it's the best part of my day.
Well, she loves the grocery store.
I love Whole Foods. I could live there. Becca and I went to Whole Foods. We were so excited. Becca just wanted grape leaves from the deli section. Mm-hmm. We picked out our own little lunch. We picked out our groceries. It was so nice.
It was so nice.
Dreams.
But I hate grocery stores. Okay. I don't like being in them.
I also hate when people – I travel so much, and I hate people that are disgusting travelers, like all the things, all the levels of disgusting travel. But also the people that are like – they act like getting on the airplane is like it's going to take off without you. Like when they're elbowing me, when they're trying to get on the plane, I'm like, guys, I don't even want to be on this plane right now. Like I don't want to be on a red eye to Atlanta. No thanks. But like you're just – people are so crazy about the plane. I also hate it when I can hear people chewing.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, that's also a phobia. There's a thing. Thing.
It's apparently thing. That makes you a genius or something. Or that's some kind of an article.
Now you know my secret. hold on. Can I have one more?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I have one more. I have like a pretty wicked work ethic, and I hate it when people are like, I'm trying so hard, and then like you can see that they're clearly not trying. Like when they complain about like, oh, it's not like I can't get, you
about
know,
how hard their day
like
was
I'm trying to gain 10 pounds and I'm like working like, or like I'm, you know, why did it, why is things, why are things happening for you? I work so hard too. And you're like, not at all. You're not working at all. Yeah. Like you're watching reality shows and like seeing your friends and like sleeping in, like it's not the same.
I lived with
a
girl.
Is that so mean? Am I a bad person?
No, that's not mean.
That's horrible.
I'm going to build on this. I lived with a girl in New York who literally, if you asked her like, hey, do you want to drop off this at the post office for me? Like blah, blah, blah. Like something very small, or you want to grab a drink even, like fun. She acted like she was running the country. Like she literally acted like the busiest human on the planet.
So
and it's like, yeah, you've filled your days with like a lot of things, but it's like, weird things like, you know, organize my sock drawer and go pick up fresh grapefruits from this specific grocery store. It's like she made her life harder than it needed to be. And I was such an imposition to ask her to stray from her psychotic schedule.
On that note,
what was the question? Oh, pet peeves.
I got to jump in for this pet peeve because, my pet peeves, I'm going to put it towards men because I have a hashtag on Twitter about all of my pet peeves.
This is so amazing.
It's so good. Men. Everybody needs to look at it if they haven't yet.
It's
hashtag.
Wait, what is it? How did
deal breakers or something?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh my God. How did I forget about this? Okay. Hashtag Jack's deal breakers. And it's just all the excuses that I won't date guys for. And they're pretty great. One of them is texting with a green text bubble because I can't deal with a man that has an Android phone.
His hands were so small. It's one of them.
Small hands. Also when a guy liked gummy candies and answered the door in a dinosaur onesie.
Ugh. I mean, gummy candies I'd be down for if I knew that, like, he had gummy candies available.
It was
but
really
having
weird,
them and loving them are very different.
But no, here's the thing. This was the situation. I went to his house. It was a guy that I've seen a couple times. I went to his house. He answered the door in a dinosaur onesie. And then he was like, oh, well, where's in New York? He's like, let's go to the bodega and like get some drinks or whatever, wine or beer. So we go there and then he sees all the gummy candies and he's just like, oh, you want a pizza or like a burger? I'm like, you're 30 years old. Like,
sounds like me. I get really excited when I see the different Haribo gummies that they have, the cherries or the dinos or the animals.
But you're also a woman.
I know. Not like a grown man, and I'm not trying to date you.
No, yeah. I get it.
Okay. That's right. A good pet peeve.
I just got excited.
Let's do one last Ask the Vampire question.
Make it a good one, Jack. Come on.
There's only one left, guys.
Oh, wow. We got through them all. Oh, God, there's so many. Okay.
Okay. So this is from Glee Girl. G-U-R-R-L.
Glee Girl.
She knows you guys.
I wonder if she watched Glee.
I don't know. She says, what are some best qualities to look for in a boyfriend?
Trustworthy.
100% trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think a guy who kind of like gets girls, you know, like my boyfriend has like the greatest mom and also like a really amazing sister. And, you know, he like grew up in the house with, you know, his mom and his sister. And so he like gets girls really well.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I'm like, you know, crying in an episode of Vanderpump Rules, like really sad that I haven't eaten in like an hour and like, you know, am complaining,
he's not gonna dump
complaining
you.
About my stressful day of like, you know, cleaning the kitty litter. He's like, oh, sad for you. Like, you know, he just like gets girls. Yeah. I think that's really, and loves women is really important.
I think respecting the women in their lives, like their mothers.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one, I think. And also, you know, just, I can't remember what I was going to say.
I think for me, like, Chris and I, when we first started dating, we had, like, our one and only fight. And he came to me and he was like, you know.
You've only had one fight?
Like, well, we've had disagreements, but, like, the one where you, like, left the house for a second because you needed to cool down. Like, it was the real one. And it was, like, kind of pivotal. And he said to me, he's like, you know, Kelty, like, I wasn't mad that we were disagreeing, but, like, I was really mad that, like, you were bagging me to other people, like, that you weren't on my team. And he's like, I can be right and I can be wrong, but, like, we need to both be on the same team. And you need to be, like, you know, on my team. And then again, when we ended up getting married, that's like one of the things he said in his vows. He's like, I'll always be on your team.
Oh,
and
that's
like a
cute.
Well, it's like a good thing to look for in a partner, though, because it's like, yeah, it's fun to like flirt and be like, oh, blah, 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 against each other. But like, you know, this year, like I got really sick at the beginning of the year and I was like wearing a wig on national TV and it was like really, really gnarly for me. And like Chris was so on my team. Like he was there for me every day and he was like picking me up off the floor and like, you're so beautiful. Like you know what I mean? And it's like, if you have someone that likes you and thinks you're hot
when you're
and like
hot.
Wants to be with you, like that's one thing, but you gotta like look for someone that like
in the lowest of lows
is like really your person that like wants to love you even then.
No,
you know?
I
you can tell even totally when you're agree. Just starting to date someone, like, is this person like really for me?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's also someone that you can always like get through the tough times with. You know, people are always like, yeah, we're great, everything's great. Well, are you great just because you've only had great times?
Because you've been great.
Because you're in St. Bart's right now on a yacht.
Or are you great because you've seen it all and you know, your resilience is really, you know, strong. I think that, you know, finding good relationships these days, I think is really hard, you know, and you have to look at these qualities and you have to be really kind of observant and really, you know, look at these deeper things, not just like, yeah, he has like a good job.
He's got Yeezy boots.
Yeah. And like, yeah, like, oh, he's definitely wants to get married. And like, you know, just like checking those. It's so much deeper than that. And it's, you know, relationships are not easy and longevity is, you know, especially these days, it's so tough. So you have to really like look deep and look at the negative and the dark and the light and everything.
I recently read that monogamy might be genetic. So also if there's a chromosome that we're looking for, maybe you should have him tested.
Y74, you're in.
Yeah. You're going to go in for a chlamydia, HIV, and monogamy test.
Oh my God, I would love that.
When is so funny. It's like the cheater's gene.
Yeah, the cheater gene.
Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah, everyone, well, okay. Listen. we fixed a lot of people's lives today.
I'm feeling good about it.
I'm feeling so good.
This is our good deed of the day.
I'm so excited that you guys tuned in. We are all excited that you tuned in for this special episode because it's been awesome to hear your take on things.
Thanks.
I think people see you as a character and they see you as like an Instagram and stuff, but to like really hear Lea Michele like discuss her like deep life shit is like
so wise.
Yeah, you are really wise.
Sage. Stop.
Sage.
I've been so excited to come here. I really think what you guys are doing is so great. I said it before, but again, like you're three incredibly beautiful, strong women. And for me, like to get to sit in a safe space and talk about important stuff and funny stuff and serious stuff, you know, it's so awesome. And I think that, you know, I had a great time, so thank you so much. Well, this is basically what Becca and I do every night, so I'm just glad that I...
Add me.
Only thing that's different, yeah, is just like some headphones and a microphone.
And probably more F-bombs.
That's true.
Probably less F-bombs. What do you mean?
When we're talking to each other?
I'm saying here right now today.
Yeah. There's way less right now.
That was my... For everyone listening, that was my only question.
Yeah, can I say F?
It's hard for us not to.
Make sure that you're following Lea Michele on Twitter and Instagram, Ms. Lea Michele. And also, if you want more of this sage wisdom, you got to pick up her book, You First. I don't even know if you can honestly get it anymore. It's like pretty much sold out everywhere, isn't it? Are you on the 900th printing yet?
It was really fun. I mean, I believe in the power of writing things down, and it's a good thing for, you know, the new year.
Yeah, it is. And also, you know, if you want to make Becca feel less guilty about her weird Instagram name, you could follow her.
Wait.
Beck.
I have a question. Does anybody have Becca Tobin as their Instagram name?
Probably
not. I haven't even checked because I like mine so much.
That's weird. Okay.
And Jack Vanek, at Jack Vanek. And of course, at Kelty Knight. And then you can also follow us at Fempire Podcast. Make sure that you subscribe. Tell your friends. Leave a 5-star review.
Five stars.
And also leave us a nice comment about how much you enjoyed this episode. And most importantly, we need more Ask the Fempire questions for next week. So make sure you send those in. We're so excited that you guys are part of the podcast. Happy 2016 and more goodness to come. We have some really, really good guests coming up this year. On that note, sing us out. I'm just kidding.
Bye. Yeah, guys, bug the Fempire for me to come back.
If she gets enough votes, we'll have her back.
Bye.
Yay!
Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can join the Girl Gang from the Fempire every Tuesday at iTunes and podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.